Welcome to the Survive to Thrive Radio Network at www.survive2thrive.net. These are increasingly challenging times, and being prepared has never been more important. All of our hosts strive to keep you well informed so that you can achieve optimum health in all areas of your life. If you feel that the shows and website are informative, please share this information with your friends. Please join us on Facebook and Twitter to help spread the word. On May 27th through the 30th, Darren and Steve will be at the Survivalist Conference in Dallas. If you're interested in attending, just click on the banner on the Survive to Thrive site and the show gets credit. We would love to meet our listeners. Drop by the EnerHealth Botanicals booth just by the entrance to the conference. EnerHealth Botanicals is the sole sponsor for this network, providing you not only with important information, but also with highly effective products that produce real results, such as EnerFood, coconut milk powder, a full line of herbal tinctures, Coco Mojo, NutriCafe, and introducing the new 40-day, 40-night organic preparedness pail. Supporting EnerHealth supports both this network and your own health. Without good health, we go nowhere. Go to www.survivetothrive.net and click on the EnerHealth banner on the top right for automatic discounts. Or call them at 866-762-9238. 866-762-9238. You can also go to their website at www.enerfood.com. That's E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com. A big thank you to all of our listeners already taking the products that EnerHealth offers. We thank you for your support and encourage you to listen often to stay informed during these crucial times.
Well, hello, 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 my friends. You're listening to the Watchman's Cry program here on the Survive to Thrive Network. My name is Nathan Leal, and today is Tuesday, May 17th, 2011, the year of our Lord. And coming to you live from the hinterlands of Babylon, I welcome you to today's program. Today in Babylon, the reports continue to filter in, my friends. Reports that the slow-motion demise of post-World War II Empire America is well underway. My friends, I am sad to report that America is in decline. The World Directive has mandated this troublesome decision. And whether or not an American citizen knows about this, it is not going to stop it from happening. Why? Because God is allowing it to happen. Those of you that are listening in America most likely know full well that we had our turn at the top of the mountain of this world. But now, the change is upon us. And in the coming months, the change is going to become more and more apparent. There will be new events arriving within the borders of America. And the way that we choose to deal with these things as they happen in the future is going to be based on decisions that many of us are making or that we're not making right now. Now, on today's program, I'm going to be sharing some very important information. So, my friends, please get a pen and paper. Please take a lot of notes because this information has to do with you. The Bible says that we're made up of the spirit, the soul, and the body. Those of you that are Christians, those of you that are students of Scripture, you know that it says this. And it's important for us to strengthen all of these parts, all three parts. Because if we just concentrated on one area and ignored the other, well, it would be difficult to experience fullness of life. For example, if a person concentrated on the spiritual aspect and prayed a lot, yes, they would be forgiven if they repented. Yes, they would be knowledgeable on the scriptures. But if all they did was sit on the couch or sit on their bed and eat Doritos while they read the Bible or ate bonbons and ice cream while they read the Bible, there's going to be a toll paid on their health. The health of that individual would suffer. They would be sluggish through the days, day in and day out. And, you know, folks, if a person doesn't concentrate on their body, it's going to be hard to bug out when it's time to bug out, because bugging out is going to need the requirement of good mental energy and physical energy. By the way, here's a side note tidbit of wisdom. those that do not prepare right now physically and spiritually are going to find themselves, A, number one, standing in line somewhere. Number two, they're going to be at others' mercy. And number three, they're going to become someone else's problem. And I notice, my friends, that I get emails from time to time and people say, Nathan, I don't worry about preparation because I just have faith. But you know, folks, maybe that's true and maybe they do have faith. But a lot of times, let's just be honest, a lot of times people that do not prepare end up being someone else's burden, someone else's problem, and their preparation actually becomes someone else's expense. And right now, we don't have to look no further than in parts of the tornado destroyed area of the southern portion of the country. A lot of people's houses were destroyed, and they found themselves at the mercy of FEMA, at the mercy of that line where you go and stand in line to get some bottles to drink. We also have another catastrophe that's happening right now with the flooding in the Midwest, and many of those people are also at the mercy of others. So right there is an example of how preparation and lack of preparation does have an equation that does not lie, my friends. Now, of course, some people could say, well, the people that prepped were living in the South and then the tornado destroyed their house. So now what do they do? And that, my friends, is a very, very good question. Now what do you do? It's a hard thing to answer when a person lost all their belongings. But that's also another reason why I say over and over right now that there are going to be different places of the United States that are going to have their turn with doom arriving. And based on that category of doom that they experience, the people may find themselves needing a brand new plan at the last minute. So, my friends, let me just throw this out. Let's say, and this is hypothetical, but let's just say that the New Madrid fault is going to go. There's going to be the big one happen there, and all of the stories and assumptions and the terrible what ifs. Let's say it did happen and some of the remnant lives in that area and they find themselves a statistic or standing in line at someone else's mercy. And some people may say, see, Nathan, I had all my prep. My food was saved up and now the earthquake came and I'm in a FEMA line. Well, my answer to that would be if God had been prompting that person 6 months ago to leave Dodge, get out of town and relocate somewhere, and they didn't listen, then yeah, that's what's going to happen. So the people that do not listen may find their preparation efforts a big loss. So my friends, this is a very, very complex equation. Getting prepared for the days that are coming is going to take prayer. It's going to take being able to hear the voice of God tell you what to do. It's going to take being able to find counsel from others. You know, folks, sometimes God will talk to us through other people. God gives wisdom to others, and he'll have a person cross your path and give you some advice. Unfortunately, a lot of times we can be stubborn and not want to hear it. So if individuals do give you some advice on some of the preparation ideas, relocation, invitations to do some things that are radical, take it to prayer and ask God about it. This program is about all of these things. If you're a new listener, this program is about surviving the judgment that has come upon America and upon this planet. It's going to take wisdom. It's going to take knowledge. It's going to take being an ally with God and not an enemy of God in order to pull this off, folks. We're in the fifth month of 2011, and we're just getting started. This year is going to continue to unwind, and it's going to continue to bring a lot of sad stories of quote-unquote doom. Can't be stopped, folks. We're all along for this ride. So either we try to get on board and hear the voice of God and have wisdom to prepare, or we can ignore it. We can unplug. We can take the blue pill and stay asleep. And for a while, maybe the slumber will keep an individual from having to worry. But eventually, when that town they live in has their turn, a lot of people are going to be wishing they prepared. A lot of people will be wishing they bought that generator when they had the chance, or bought some food, or figured out a way to have a store of water or to filter water. Folks, don't procrastinate. Continue the efforts that you're doing. Now, on today's program, we're going to switch gears a little bit. A lot of times on my programs, I talk about the spiritual challenge, and I talk about some of the news. I challenge with making some wise choices with what's happening with the dollar and preserving the money that God has allowed you to be a steward over. But you know, folks, doing all of those things is really going to be a lot more challenging if our body doesn't want to cooperate. Those of you that have lived long enough, you can attest that when you're sick, you can't think clearly. You're weaker. Your emotions aren't as strong. It's easier to get upset or maybe to say things to friends and loved ones. That happens when we have a weak body. And a weak body will also affect our thinking, our mental strength. So, as I said a few moments ago, we are made up of spirit, soul, and body. And it is very important for us to maintain and take care of the temple that God gave us. This is a tent that He bestowed upon us for a while. And it's, I guess, folks, it's up to you. You can fill it up with McDonald's hamburgers and Doritos, or you can fill it up with good things that are going to make your body respond and reward you with mental clarity and good health and quality days. So today on this program, I am going to be interviewing a friend of mine. His name is Hank Heister. He is a health coach. He's been a health coach for over 35 years. I kind of call him, my nickname for him is the Zeolite guy. And some of you might know him as the Zeolite guy. A few programs ago, I was talking about the remedies for radiation. And one of the remedies that I shared was to take the mineral zeolite to detoxify your body, to try to keep your body ahead of the game with this radiation that is now arriving over America. So my brother Hank is a Christian. He's spirit-filled, and he believes that it's very important to concentrate on the remedies of a strong body. Hank, are you there?
I sure am, Nathan.
Hank, welcome to the program.
Well, thanks. I'm glad to be here.
Well, Hank, I wanted to have you share with us some of the, you know, we've had a few conversations on the phone. You've told me some very, very informative things just as we talk to one another on the phone about having to deal with this radiation crisis. And then beyond that, just keeping our bodies strong. And, you know, we've also been talking about the Fukushima story. And it seems that it turns out now that they have not been honest with us the entire time. TEPCO admitted that Reactor 1 had a meltdown very, very soon after the March 11 earthquake. Now we're finding out it was in meltdown, so they've been lying to us. All of that radiation went into the air, and it went across the Pacific Ocean, and it's landing on America in the form of rain. So people need to know about this, Hank. And if a person just ignored it and chose to say, I'm not going to worry about it, what do you think about that decision?
Well, it's a position that we have to take, just like the position that we take regarding our health. We can accept the fact that we are in a trend or direction that's not right, and we could ignore it and just keep walking on, or we can accept the fact that we should make some changes. I've stopped believing the establishment quite a number of years ago, back in the 70s, when I learned about some things in the cancer realm that I thought were startling, and they were just the way the establishment is, the opposite. You know, it's like the enemy. If the enemy tells us something, we know that he's the father of all liars, so we know we can believe the opposite. So when a government's telling us that everything's okay, my position has been for the last many, many years that I have to believe the opposite. So I don't think there's an option. I talk with a lot of people about this, and many of them, unfortunately, I have to say most of them, say, well, I really don't want to do anything about it. If it was really bad, they would say something. And we just can't take that position. So my feeling is that if you can do some things that are low risk, they're not very expensive, or they can be positioned somehow to be able to use them, and they have a basic chance of helping us, then why wouldn't we do it?
Okay, now there are several topics that I want to cover on today's program. I've talked to you about the boron remedy and also zeolite, iodine, and then some other things. So for the remainder of the first half, I want to talk about boron and zeolite. And then in the second half after the break, I want to talk about iodine and then some other things that you shared with me. So first of all, let's start off with the boron. After Chernobyl used boron to try to slow down the decay of radiation, and I believe that we talked about that.
Yeah, they brought in two elements. They brought in 500,000 tons of zeolite. They put it in the plants. They put it in the vegetation, the land around it, and they also gave some to dairy cows and biscuits and stuff for the kids to keep the radiation out of the milk. That's talked about, fairly well documented. The one that's rarely ever talked about is they put in also tons of boron, and boron has the ability to neutralize radiation. Among a number of other things, there are ranchers that use boron to neutralize cadmium and some of the other toxic metals. And so it's just, you're not going to find much information about that. When I talk to some of my, what I call my mentors, and these are men that have been rehabbing farmlands and working in these areas for 30, 40 years. And you talk to people like that about boron, and it's a very familiar topic. So to me, that's one of the simpler elements. And the one company that, in fact, they even tried to take it off the market about 20-some-odd years ago, and they even had labels on the box saying not to be used for medicine, and that's 20-methylene borax. And that's basically boron. Been around since the 1800s, and it's been used as medicine since the 1800s. So a 2-pound box of, I had a client of mine call, they got some at Walmart, and I think they paid $3 and something for a 2-pound box. I bought some at a store near us, which was about $6 for a 2-pound box. That 2-pound box would last, for example, if you wanted to treat a field of about 30 acres, you could use that 2-pound box and treat the entire 30 acres. It doesn't take a whole lot.
So the way that they would do that would be adding some to water and then spraying it on, or?
Yeah, you can take a half a teaspoon or a teaspoon, put it in your wash to neutralize the radiation from the clothes. You can put it in a spritzer bottle. I was walking around here the other day, and I was just spritzing the air a little. You know, I had it on mister level, and I was just spritzing. And I do the same thing if there's any foliage or if we have vegetables that come in. We'll wash the veggies, and then I'll just spritz them with a little bit of boron. Half of a teaspoon in a quart of water would be enough. You don't need a lot to be able to help neutralize it. Simple remedy, and I always go back to the why not.
Mm-hmm. And someone could wash their vegetables also in it, right? Rinse them off?
Yeah. You just spritz the vegetables, or you can put a little bit in the water if you're washing the vegetables. I have some people that even put it in their drinking water. They'll take just a pinch. Put too much in it, it's going to taste, you know, soapy. But it's really a laundry additive, so it's nothing. It's an excellent laundry additive, too, because you know that there isn't anything in it that's going to hurt us.
I've done a lot of searching online, and I haven't found much information on this.
You won't.
We won't.
I think if they knew that people could get boron, one, I don't think you'd see it on the marketplace.
Now, also, someone could bathe in it, right? I mean, is it?
Yeah. In fact, if you put a teaspoon in a bathtub and it turned gray, that just tells you that you got a real load of radiation.
Really? Now, what about people that are hypoallergenic or, you know, it touches their skin and?
I would be surprised. Borax, 20-methylene borax, I've never heard of a reaction. You don't have any lauryl sulfates. You don't have any negatives in that.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's different, so.
I suppose someone could test it then, right? Just spray it on their arm or something, see what happens?
Yeah.
Okay, now let's talk about the zeolite. Zeolite, just share about what it does with the cages and how it can detoxify our bodies.
Yeah, I've used zeolite for years now. And I have a website, HanksZeolite.com, and I have a little video that goes on there I made a couple years ago. And I was very, very toxic. I smoked for, this is about 25 years ago, but I smoked for 25 years. I had high cadmium levels, 10. I had 20 some odd cavities filled with mercury amalgams when I was 15 years old. I mean, I was a walking disaster. And, so I used infrared saunas and zeolite. I tried a lot of other things to remove heavy metals and I wasn't able to. Then I used a couple of different zeolites and we finally found one that I think is the best that I've ever been able to see in any of the figures that I've seen. And we started using this, and it really helped me a lot. So I use a teaspoon or two a day. I use 3 teaspoons for about a year, but I would just use it, even if you use a teaspoon for maintenance, it's a unique mineral. It's got a negative charge, and it has half of the surface area is a cage, meaning it has the ability to hold something in that cage. Well, what it holds in is something that's positively charged. Everybody remembers the two Scotty dogs that are magnets, you know. When they're opposite, they attract each other. When they're the same, they repel each other. Well, the cage in the zeolite has a negative charge. In nature, anything with a point has a negative charge. And this looks like a lattice. This has a lot of points, so it has a negative charge. And about half that surface area is a cage. So when we ingest it, it lines the intestines. It does not go into the blood. And this is really important. Zeolite is a crystalline structure mineral. It can't go into the blood. So if you hear anything about zeolite going into blood, it's something else. I don't know what it is, but it's something else. When it's in the gut, it'll actually pull the most dominant toxin in the gut, which would normally be ammonia. That's because the produce that we have today they're using 100 times more nitrogen in our produce than they did 50 years ago. And when we eat that produce, ammonia is a big problem. It also blocks receptor sites. So zeolite will pull whatever the most dominant toxin is out, and it will pull, like it did in Chernobyl, it'll pull radiation into it. It won't neutralize it, but in about 8 to 10 hours it'll be in the stool, and then it's gone. So that's really its main function. And people start out with a half a teaspoon or a teaspoon, you just like any nutrient or anything that can pull toxins, you want to just start out slow. But it works really great. I was able to bring my toxicity levels down. I used it over a period of about a year, and all my numbers came into the normal range. So it's very effective. It's very inexpensive. It'll last. There's no shelf life problem on it since it's 50 million years old. And it works great.
Hank, I'm at your website right now, and I see a video of a handsome-looking man there in a video. Who is that? Is that you? Your web address, for listeners, for those of you listening, it's Hanks, that's Hanks, zeolite, zeolite.com. And that's you talking right there, right, Hank? Now, Hank, I don't want to put you on the spot, but can you share how old you are so that they can be amazed like I was when I found out?
70 in January.
You're 70 years old. And in this video?
68.
You don't look 68 in this video. Wow. Well, that's impressive. And do you attribute some of your youthful look to detoxifying?
Well, I always say, I joke about it. I'm going through my third puberty, and this one I'm enjoying. So, well, if we look at toxins, the reality of them, I mean, we're surrounded by toxins. I mean, this radiation thing is moving us to a level that none of us have ever experienced before. But the level of toxins that we have, the bromides and fluorides and all these things that we have hit with in our food chain and everywhere else, if people really understood the level of toxicity that we live in, we'd all leave. Unfortunately, there's nowhere to go.
Hmm.
But the U.S. has got to be the most toxic place in the world when it comes to anything to do with the food chain, our waters. I mean, you take chloride and fluoride, and we'll talk about some of those when we talk about iodine, but those toxins are incredibly difficult and very, very dangerous. So to have something that can easily take these toxins out of the body, the movement of the heavy metals, I mean, when these get into our system, we start accumulating every other heavy metal too. So it's very difficult. We have to do something. And to me, the zeolite is one of the most effective ways to do it and one of the safest.
I find it amazing, Hank, that in first world industrial countries, you also find some of the highest numbers of autoimmune illnesses and deficiencies. And America is no stranger to that.
Autoimmune is mostly related, you know, to inflammation and toxicity. The toxicity levels that we're confronted with are they're messing the system's structure up in terms of how it communicates. And when it doesn't understand how to communicate, the immune system begins to respond out of sync and then aggressively respond. you know, like a rheumatoid arthritis, which is an autoimmune, you know, it's like sending gasoline to a fire thinking that you're going to help put it out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all based on the levels of toxicity really determine the level of disease that we have.
So step one in fighting that is detoxifying.
Yeah, that's certainly part of it. I mean, clean up what you're doing as best you can and go on a preventative mode, if you will. But there's only so much that we can do. I mean, even, you know, you look at what happened, like in my case, my mom was deficient in manganese, and that gave me chalk teeth, where my brothers and sister didn't have any problems. So that particular period that she carried me was a problem, and I suffered it for the rest of my whole life. So it's all about toxicity or deficiency.
And the average American, John Q. public, doesn't really think about toxicity and processed foods and what they're doing to their bodies, but they just know that they don't feel well and they're sluggish and they just struggle their whole lives.
Well, we have a propensity to believe. We want to believe. We want to believe that Kraft Foods is a good company. You know, that cheese that we have is good. We know it's trash. We know it has no value. Why would you use 100 times more nitrogen? The only thing nitrogen does is it makes it beautiful. Nothing in it. And in 4 days, it's mushy because the produce is already beginning to rot because there's no mineral. But it's not an easy, you know, the solutions are not easy.
They're not.
But there's some basic things we can do.
Well, right now with all of this radiation, that there's no way of knowing how long this is going to continue, Hank. Is this a several months long battle, or are we talking years now from Fukushima? We're going to continually get poisoned. This is a long-term thing. And I notice a lot of people have a tendency to get fatigue, you know, doom fatigue. All right, I heard about it. I'm done with that. Just like the Gulf spill, it got old after a few weeks. But this story, even though it's getting old, we still have to stay on top of it. All right, folks, we're at the halfway mark. When we come in on the other side, we're going to talk about some more things. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
We're going back to the Health Ranger, and one of my sales guys pointed this out. They go, you know, the Health Ranger really loves Interfood, and it won their best superfood 2009. And so, you know, asking what he thinks about it, but I'm putting him on the spot here. But I remember about 5 years ago, I got some of this sent to me, and I was so busy, I didn't even call them back because they wanted to be sponsors. But you know, years later, we came back. My wife loves it. It's two little scoops in the morning in water or juice. You drink it, and it's 20 superfoods at once, and that way you absorb almost all of it. Even with the best vitamins and minerals, a lot of it gets passed through you, and you've got a lot of specials there on the site for Alex Jones listeners. Interfood.com or 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238, interfood.com. Give us your brief take on Interfood.
I did give it an award, an Editor's Choice Award. It's the real thing. Not only is the product really great, but the company's great. The people there are great. They get it. You know, they understand nutrition. They understand what's happening with the world, and they want you to be nutritionally prepared. I mean, that's the bottom line with this product. It's I use it.
Well, I know my wife gets upset when she runs out.
Yeah, it's really that good.
Yeah, she's a lot more health conscious than I am. I mean, I try to be. I mean, compared to the average American, I guess I'm okay, but I do have a lot of bad habits. But I noticed that when I first started taking it, I mean, it was almost like a drug or something. I mean, there's no speed, no caffeine in it, but it's almost like jolting to have real nutrients.
It makes you alert without any kind of caffeine type of buzz. No stimulants whatsoever. It just basically clears out your system, and it makes your brain and body function better. You know, I mean, superfoods are really powerful for doing that. And with Interfood, he's combined a lot of the best ones in the world. I don't give out a lot of awards. You probably know that.
And the key is they don't pasteurize it either, so it doesn't lose the...
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So you've got the nutrients that are destroyed by heat. In Interfood, they're not destroyed. They're intact. And that makes all the difference.
Absolutely. Okay.
Welcome back, folks. Nathan Liao here. The website is watchmanscry.com. Today is Tuesday, May 17, 2011. And before the break, I was talking with my friend and guest, Hank Heister, about some of the challenges that we have out there with nutrition and supplements and the radiation and all that, those events going on around us. Hank, before the break came, we were talking about zeolite, but we had left the topic of boron, but I wanted to ask another question on boron. What are your thoughts on taking boron pills as a supplement?
You know, I don't have a lot of experience in that particular area. My challenge is, in so many of these, I don't know the real source, and I know more about it topically than I do internally. Can't be much good to you there.
Okay, well, that was an honest answer. And before we start talking about iodine, I just want to say real fast, share your website again with our listeners.
Yeah, the zeolite is Hank's Zeolite, ZEOLITE.com. And we're going to honor, as we did before, free shipping to your listeners. And also, if they buy more than one, we're going to offer a 10% discount canister. So
that's generous.
I met so many great people that have called from your listeners. I just enjoy it so much because they're so real.
Well, I appreciate that, and that's very generous of you. Do you want them ordering just using the internet or calling your number?
My number is 818-707-0468. If they do go online, they need to mention, there's an area where they can mention you. It would be easier to give me a call if it's the line. If it goes to answering, then just leave a message and then I'll call back as soon as I can.
Good. Now, folks, just for the record, I want everyone knowing Hank is not a sponsor of this program. He's just a Christian brother and a friend, and I'm doing this win-win. It'll help out what he does, and it also, he's providing this product so that we can try to get detoxified. So that's my only motivation for having him today. Plus, he's a load of information, and I wanted to pick his brain on some of these things that I've been very concerned about. Now, for the rest of the program, I would like to talk about iodine first and then some of your other things. But, you know, Hank, when I was researching after the Fukushima event on the internet, trying to find out about iodine, there's information everywhere about iodine, and there's a lot of opinions. But one thing that I discovered was that iodine is actually kind of the secret that has been smothered for several decades, that used to be known in the olden days. Our grandparents probably knew about it, but now we don't know about it. And as a result, we don't see its value. And a lot of people are malnourished from iodine. So can you comment on that? Or deficient, may I say. That's the better word. They're deficient of iodine.
Deficient, yeah. Yeah, I mean, 75 years ago, iodine was frontline medicine. There isn't any question about the power of iodine. If you look at it from a pathogenic point of view, there's no pathogen can live in iodine environment. Every cell in the body needs iodine to function properly. And the thyroid is the number one area that concentrates iodine. That's the difference. The thyroid has a high concentration of iodine because it needs it. When you talk about T4, T3, the T4 is four molecules of iodine, T3 the three molecules of iodine, the T4 is converted into the active T3. Basically, that's going to be how it functions.
Now, for the layperson, can you explain what that means, T4 and T3?
Well, the thyroid, when they measure you, they measure your total thyroid hormones, and then they measure your levels of T3 and T4. And to have it at proper levels, when they do the blood workups, that's what they'll measure as to how your thyroid is functioning.
I see.
The biggest challenge is that we have, one, we don't have iodine in our foods anymore. And we also have the toxicity loads that we have in toxins that block the receptor sites for iodine is very, very high. But most people, 95% of us are deficient from iodine. And that's, forget the radiation. Forget about radioactive iodine. In fact, there's some medicines, I mean, they'll actually give you, and used to do this a lot years ago, they'll give you a radioactive iodine as a treatment for a thyroid problem. They don't do that very much anymore. But if they want to damage tissue, that's what they would use.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the big challenge that I'm having, and I get kind of frustrated, is that these emergency iodine things that are being sold, the potassium iodide, you should only take those for a day or two. You can't take those on a long-term basis.
And let's explain to the listeners, Hank, that what the milligram portion and why we can't do that because it's so high. It's 130, I believe, milligrams?
Yes. The potassium iodines will just, the problem is on a long-term use, they'll pull out very important other minerals. They'll pull out selenium, and you'll end up with an overdose of potassium. They're not to be used on a regular basis. There are other iodines that can be used on a regular basis. Dr. Brownstein has done a significant amount of work, you know, in that area, and there are a couple of others that have been heavily involved in this for considerable amounts of time, and it's just a major deficiency, and we cannot function, our thyroid cannot function without iodine.
Can you share some of the ailments that strike us when we're deficient in iodine in the population?
Some of the more dangerous ones is we raise our level of cancer risk. In a woman, the thyroid, the breast, and the ovaries will compete for iodine. And when we have a deficiency of iodine, those are going to suffer. The thyroid suffers, and virtually every hormone that we have, every thyroid hormone, which is just about everything, is going to be affected by an ineffective thyroid. The liver and the thyroid is really the whole ball game when it comes down to producing hormones in the body. So when you look at all of the energy arenas, all of the cognitive, muddy, fuddy brains that we have when we're not thinking clearly and we don't have the energy and we have the fatigue, and the thyroid's involved. The weight issues, the thyroid's almost always involved. So it's a core, it's the foundation or the basics of almost everything that we do, from our immune system to everything that actually works from a functioning point of view.
When I was researching a few weeks ago, I found out that our bread used to have iodine, and now they took it out and they replaced it with, what was it, bromide? Is that correct?
It's a bromine.
Bromine?
Bromine additive. Some genius came up with the conclusion we had too much iodine in the system, and so they replaced it. The problem is that it is actually a receptor site blocker. It blocks the receptor sites for iodine. And guess what else blocks it?
What's that?
Chlorine, fluoride. Those are all blocked. They all dominate and they'll block the receptor sites for iodine.
Really?
When we have deficiencies in iodine, all of those other toxins increase in their dominance in the body. One of the real benefits of taking iodine is that it helps to flush these other toxins out through the urine. So it actually ends up flushing out the fluorides and the bromides and most of the toxins like chlorine too. So it is a detoxifier by itself through the urine.
It's amazing. I can still hear the commercial in my head. Fluoride makes for strong teeth in your toothpaste and drinking water. We have the opposite occurring right now.
Oh, if you study fluoride, it doesn't take, it's not rocket science to figure out that fluoride, you can go into the history of it. It's almost like reading a Robert Ludlum book, about how bad they had to get rid of this byproduct in aluminum production, and here we end up now, eating it.
You're a health coach, and I estimate that a lot of people you run across are deficient in iodine. And is there a test that they can do to find out, or without having to go to the doctor?
Well, 95% of people are deficient in iodine. The only place that wouldn't be would be places like Japan. Fortunately, that might be the saving grace for people in Japan, because they have very high levels and they eat a lot of seaweed, kelp and seaweed, primarily seaweed, the highest concentration. They have hundreds of times our RDA in their normal daily intake, hundreds of times what they have is an RDA for us. So it's just a question of making the decision to bring that level of iodine. So if you want to do a poor man's test, you take plain old iodine from the grocery store or from the drugstore, paint a 3 or 4 inch swatch on the inside of your forearm, and do that in the morning and see how long it lasts. If it's still there at night, you're okay. You're okay from an internal amount. I still would take more, a little bit more, on a regular basis because of what's going on with the radiation. But most people, it'll be gone in 3-4 hours. I've had some people it's gone in an hour. Body
Wow.
will just suck it in. It'll just pull it in if it needs it. If it doesn't need it, it'll leave it on the skin.
Now, if all else fails and people can't afford the different iodine sources, that patch remedy, do you recommend that, or will that work long term, or is it just a Band-Aid?
I would not recommend it in long term, because most of the iodine that we'll get at the store, it should not really be consumed.
I see.
That's one of the challenges. There are some iodines, and as you know, some other sources, bladderwrack and some of the other sources, that you'd have to decide which would be more effective or not effective. I have a particular one that I use. If somebody wanted to call me, I can give them some information on that too. But things like bladderwrack and kelp will definitely help. But we're all so different. You need to continue to monitor what's going on. I check mine every month or two, and just to make sure that it's on there for long enough hours. If I see it gone in 3, 4, or 5 hours, then I'll just increase the amount that I take. I just take certain drops.
My wife started taking bladderwrack when this Fukushima event happened, and I know that she was deficient because she tells me that her energy level has tripled, maybe even quadrupled, and I have another friend that's done the same thing, and they can't stop now. They're always wanting to work, where in the past they had chronic fatigue. So that's also one of the signs, isn't it, fatigue, that they can be low in iodine?
Yeah, I mean, even when people have their blood workups look okay on their thyroid, they do take a basal thermometer, a rectal thermometer, meaning you want to go below 98. And you before you fully wake up in the morning, for about 4 or 5 days, you just put the thermometer underneath your armpit, then look at the temperature. Most cases, if people are having energy problems, they're having weight problems, their temperature is probably going to be 96.5. I don't care what the thyroid numbers look like in the blood workups. The thyroid's not functioning properly. You then do a iodine test, the probability is it's going to be gone in a couple hours.
Now, what do you have to say to those that are allergic to iodine or they're sensitive to it?
Search around. There are some iodines that you won't be as sensitive to, and there are amounts. You have to determine. The probability is you have high toxicity loads. Toxicity will, in most cases, allergies are related to toxicity loads. So if you slowly begin to get rid of the toxicity loads, and then in tiny, tiny amounts, you begin to add iodine or small amounts of bladderwrack or some of the other alternatives, the probability is reduce the toxicity and you'll begin to remove the allergy.
Because I have some emails from individuals saying I'm on thyroid medicine, so please be careful advising people to take it. This could work harm, et cetera.
Well, the harm part is questionable. In fact, a great book to even get a handle on it is by Dr. Brownstein. He's worked with Guy Abrams and a number of other people, and he's been a medical doctor for many, many years. It's Iodine, Why You Need It and Why You Can't Live Without It. And I got that years ago, and I was so angry when I read it because I'll have women come into my office after they've made the rounds and they're on thyroid meds, and no one's ever checked their iodine level. How can a doctor give a prescription for thyroid medication if they don't know what the iodine levels are? It's absurd.
Wow, that is absurd. I'm looking at the clock. We have about 12 minutes left. Hank, so can you share about some of those other remedies you shared with me about the essential oils or cancer fighting?
There's a name to write down is Brian Peskin. My website is www.peoils, P like Paul, Edward, OILS.com, just as a reference point. He's a MIT graduate. He's an engineer. About a decade and a half ago, he was trying to solve some problems with his wife, and he began to uncover settled research that's been ignored for many, many years, some decades. And it was all about, he found a doctor by the name of Dr. Otto Warburg. Now, those are important names. I learned about Dr. Warburg 35 years ago, and he discovered, he got the Nobel Prize for winning about the discovery of cancer. What is the cause of cancer? And he won the Nobel Prize for that. No one ever questions his work in the 30s, 40s, and 50s. But no one really has understood how to put it to use, what to do with it. And his discovery was that the only cause of cancer is that it is a reduction of oxygen in the cells of tissue. When a normal, healthy human cell lives, it lives on oxygen, respiration. When it becomes diseased and becomes a cancer cell, it goes from human physiology to plant physiology, and it uses fermented sugars to live on and thrive. And that's the only cause of cancer. There's a lot of secondary causes that have caused the reduction of oxygen. There's only one cause. And what Brian Peskin has discovered in settled research is that the delivery of the oxygen from the blood to the cell, and that's where I made a big mistake. I always thought that if I have enough oxygen in the blood, it's automatically in the cells of tissue. And it's not true. That oxygen has to be brought in or attracted into the cells, and it uses essential fatty acids, parent essential fatty acids, or parent oils. And I'll describe that in a second. In our world today, and especially in nutrition, we say essential fatty acids, and we even call omega-3, omega-6 supplements, or we call fish oil or krill oil, essential fatty acids. And it's not correct. The only essential fatty acid, the omega-3 and the omega-6, in food form, nuts and seeds, so on, those are essential fatty acids. Everything else are derivatives. And the problem is that when we take fish oil, we take high concentrations of derivatives, and they actually block the receptor sites, and instead of attracting oxygen, it won't allow oxygen to come in. And when somebody told me this late summer, that I should stop using and recommending fish oil and krill oil and omega-3 and omega-6 supplements, I was not a happy camper until I did the research. And if you go to that site, my site, and you plug on the, you just hit the video and listen to one of his short lectures, you'll see almost immediately that it reverses, it does the opposite of helping our arteries and our heart. It does the opposite of protecting us from cancer. It does the opposite of helping our heart itself. And it complicates our sugar and insulin reactions. It actually aggravates diabetes. And it's like, holy mackerel, my whole world went upside down.
Wow.
But it's true.
Now, in some circles, Hank, I can hear people crying heresy to what you're saying right now. Have you encountered those?
I've had clients get angry at me. And because if I get enough data, it's no different than when I came to Christ. I got more data to come to him than I did not to come to him. I changed my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to information, if I get enough information, even though I've preached it for 20 years, I've got to change. Otherwise, I'm a fool. Plus, I'm a liar. But see, the importance of this is the end game of having radiation is what? It's cancer. I mean, 1 out of 3 men are going to have prostate cancer. What is that about?
Wow.
And that's the whole point. That means that the oxygen level in the cells of the tissue of those organs have gotten low enough to go from a human cell using respiration or oxygen to a plant physiology cell that uses fermented sugars.
Now, is this why we hear about oxygen therapy and how it does work? I mean, that is documented, right?
Well, the chambers do, and they're ramming oxygen into the tissue. What we should be doing is using essential fatty acids, parent oils, oils that have not been adulterated or heated or changed in the right ratio. And when those get into the cells of tissue, they become oxygen attractors. They attract the oxygen into the cells of tissue. And guess what? You can't possibly get cancer in those cells of tissues if you have a high level of oxygen. It's impossible. That's the real protection.
So how do those, are they pill form or drops, or how does it work?
Well, this particular formulation that I have is five different oils. They're in gel, they're in gels. And when, in fact, when you look at them and you rotate, you move them around, normally in a gel, you don't see the oil move very much. This moves almost like it was water. It's very, very, because it's no heat, no anything used, it's in natural form. There's five different oils. And when we take those, normally it takes four a day. In fact, a little even with the grandkids, we poke a hole in them and just use the liquid itself. And it then lines those arteries.
Will people feel different when they start?
We had a lot of changes. I've had people that had edema problems. Areas that I was surprised when I first getting clients on them, some of which I worked for 10 or 15 years, and high blood pressure, edema, a number of other things that I never thought would be even involved. We also have some indications anyway on some of the more serious sides that have been helped tremendously. One very obvious thing that will happen is if you take some before you work out and you work out very aggressively, you don't produce the lactic acid, so you don't have the muscle breakdown or tearing, and your recovery is really significant. And at 70, for me to recover from a really aggressive workout that fast and not have the sore muscles or the wasting, it's pretty exciting.
Wow, that is exciting. That's a lot of information right there. Now, people can go to your two websites. So you have Zeolite. Can you share both of them again?
Yeah, it's HanksZeolite.com. And then the parent essential oils, it's just something you need to learn about. And Peskin's video is a really good one, but that's P-E oils, P like Paul Edward, OILS.com, PEOils.com. That's a really good one. We have them, I can't give a discount. We give a discount instead of 39, it's 33, but I'm not able to give any quantity discounts on that.
Okay. Well, Hank, it looks like we're getting close to the top of the hour, and I appreciate all that went by fast, didn't it? We can do this again. We just barely touched the surface. We talked about four different things, maybe even five, and each one of them could have been a program, couldn't they?
Correct.
So, listeners, again, do your own research, but check it out. And you know, Hank, the difference between a person that succeeds and fails is a lot of times information and then applying that information. So I want to challenge and encourage everybody to get information, because in order for us to thrive in what's coming, the days are going to get darker. And folks, you know that I talk about that a lot. Also, I want to say real quick, my last sermon, 162, is up. Go to my website at watchmanscry.com. It will encourage you, and it will explain a lot of things if you have spiritual ailments and you're struggling. I want to encourage every listener to hear that sermon. All right, folks? Well, stay vigilant, stay safe, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.